Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Thank you for joining me on this Wednesday. It's great to have you with us. We are so excited about what God is doing in this series. I got to tell you, it's as though Derek Prince is throwing everything at us and the kitchen sink. This teaching is so full of the Word of God. We have talked about the invisible kingdom of God, the principles of God's Word, the invisible laws that God has set in motion as part of the spirit world. We have learned from Jesus' example in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 as Jesus humbled himself and emptied himself and did not consider equality with God something to be grasped. We have learned from the negative example of Satan, who was prideful and gave those five I wills that we read of in the Old Testament and was cast down from heaven. We've learned from the example of Naaman. We've learned from the example of Elisha. We've learned from so many people about how to walk out humility in the things of God. And the whole point is that God has structured the invisible world to function on a principle of humility. It has been a powerful and transforming time. If you've missed any of it, because we've already finished seven different sessions here, we're on Wednesday of the second week, log on to the website at derekprince.org. You can hear all of these teachings, other teachings, and equally as important, you can learn how to partner with Derek Prince Ministries. They are doing marvelous things in the world, getting the Word of God throughout the nations of the earth, and you want to be part of that. You want to know how to partner with them. Now, today, Derek is going to continue teaching us about this, and he's going to talk about humility as a key to relationships. You know, it's not just God who resists the proud. It's also the human spirit, the human heart. If you walk in haughtiness, you will be resisted by human beings. You will find a force coming against you. And I'll tell you what, you don't want to live that way. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us a higher way.
Thank God Naaman had the sense to listen to his servants. He was beginning to learn what? Humility. That's right. So he went down and dipped himself in the Jordan seven times as the man of God had told him, and his flesh was restored and became clean like that of a young boy. Think what's involved. Here he is in all his military uniform with his four stars, epaulettes, medals, and he has to take them all off. And what's below the surface? Leprous skin. He had to reveal it to his servants, to the people standing on the bank, everybody. What was he learning? Humility. That's right. And then another lesson here for me is this, that there's no such thing as partial obedience. How many times was he told to dip? Seven. What do you think would have happened if he said after five times, well, nothing is happening, this thing doesn't work, I could just as well stop? My personal conviction is nothing changed before the seventh time, and then everything changed. And remember, when God says seven times, he doesn't mean six and he doesn't mean eight. He's very precise and he requires precise obedience. So he was like a little young boy again. He thought he could come to God in a big way, but thank God he was willing to learn. How many are not? All right, now let's look at this principle as we progress in the spiritual life. We don't learn it all the first time, or do we? I certainly had to humble myself. God created the situation. If anything could have been designed to humble a professor of philosophy from Eton and Cambridge, believe me, God had the situation prepared. When I think back, I really did humble myself. I went just as low as anybody could go. But you know what I thought afterwards? I thought God was pretty lucky to get me. It took me quite a long while to learn that God had taken on a lot of responsibilities when he took on me. When I look back now, if I'd been God, I would never have started on that project. So we don't learn it all just when we come to God. There's an ongoing process of humbling ourselves. This applies particularly in the matter of leadership. The great qualification for leadership in the Church of Jesus Christ is willingness to humble yourself. Let's look in Matthew chapter 20. Matthew 20, beginning at verse 20. Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to Jesus with her sons, and kneeling down, asked a favor of him. She was kneeling down, but she wasn't very humble. There's a lot of outward acts that might suggest humility, but it's an inward condition. What is it you want? He asked. She said, grant that one of these two sons of mine may sit at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom. That's a pretty simple request. You don't know what you are asking, Jesus said. Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink? We can, they answered, and they didn't know what they were saying. Jesus said to them, you will indeed drink from my cup, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared by my Father. When the ten heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Why do you think they were indignant? That's right. So there was nobody that came out of this with an A rating. Jesus called them together and said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. No, not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. So you see, the rule of the kingdom is, if you want to go up, you go down. The further down you go, the higher up you come. And it's progressive. You come into the kingdom by humbling yourself. But when you're in the kingdom, if you want to be promoted, you go down. You become the servant of all. So that rule goes on applying in the Christian life all the way through. I have noticed in my experience that there are subtle differences in the way people approach me. For instance, I remember a lady that came to Lydia and me once and said, I want to help you. I'm not saying she wasn't sincere, but I have to say she proved to be a disaster. Lydia afterwards said what she really wanted was me. I think of somebody else who said to me, I want to work with you. And something in me said, be careful. But I think of others who've said to me, Brother Prince, I want to serve you. And you know, I've discovered those are the people who are a blessing. There's a tremendous difference in the words with which a person approaches. I'm afraid of people that want to help me, because although they may be sincere, they're usually out for something for themselves. Now, this could be misunderstood. I mean, it's just a matter of how the person comes. But the way to be a blessing to somebody is to humble yourself. And I doubt whether you can really be a blessing as long as you're not willing to humble yourself. Because I think that pride stands in the way of the blessing that God wants to make you.
Listen to these words. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. You know, I'm of the opinion that God does not mind us having holy ambitions. It's only vain ambitions that are criticized and ridiculed and spoken against in the Word of God. But holy ambition, a desire to lead, a desire to make a difference in the world, a desire to lead great groups of people to do it in a noble cause, that's a good thing. And yet, that leadership role only comes about as we serve people and as we become their slave. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Get ready to embark on a journey that can truly revolutionize your approach to life as Derek Prince navigates some long-held misconceptions about servanthood. In his classic video teaching, Being a Servant, Derek reveals that a servant's heart is not only the key to greatness, it is the key to experiencing true joy, real influence, and deep blessing. Even as the world asks, what's in it for me? This DVD's message explores the power behind the question, how may I serve God? It's a call to a revival of servanthood among the people of God and what it can mean to a hungry and hurting world. Discover real joy through the God-fueled power of servanthood. Order your copy of Derek's insightful DVD, Being a Servant, by calling us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic video teaching is just $9.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy of Being a Servant when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. It's great to have you with me today. I am just moved by what Derek Prince is teaching us about humility and the importance of humility and the priority of humility before God. Truly, the way up is down. And in the portion of a teaching that's about to come up, Derek is going to teach on one of the most controversial scriptures in the entire New Testament, the one in which Paul says that he was actually given a thorn in the flesh to keep him humble in light of the great revelations he had. Let's listen.
I want to look at the example also of Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 7 through 10. 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 10. To keep me from becoming conceited because of these surpassingly great revelations, there was given me a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Of course, there's been a lot said about that. I don't intend to add to it. Simply want to point out that God loves his people so much that he'll do everything he possibly can to keep them from becoming proud. And sometimes the thing that you might object to and complain to God about is the evidence of his love and concern for you. Paul says, three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. Some people's attitude is that any spiritual person always gets his prayers answered. By that standard, Paul wasn't a spiritual person, was he? Because he prayed three times. Well, he got an answer. You know what it was? No. Some people don't realize that no is also an answer. But the Lord said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That's the revelation. You want God's power? It'll be manifested in your weakness. Paul then comes to a therefore. Notice all the therefores we're finding. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Why should he delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions? What did they do? They humbled him. That's right. They brought him lower. He said, every time I go down, I get more of God. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I boast of my infirmities, God's glory rests on me. But when I rely on my own ability and cleverness and experience and strength, then God withdraws. Probably you've heard Charles Simpson's story, but it's a good one. When he was preaching in New Zealand, and he had a fantastically successful meeting, everything went right. The anointing flowed, the people responded. And as he was on his way home where he was staying, he said to himself, now that was the real me. And he goes on to relate the story that the Lord said to the Holy Spirit, just show him who the real he is. And he said, next night there was no anointing, there was no blessing, the words dribbled down his chin, and he went home, but he realized that God had showed him who the real he was. So when we rely on ourselves, our strength, our wisdom, God says, okay, carry on, but without me. See what you can do. The principle is summed up in John chapter 3, verse 30, in a simple sentence by John the Baptist, a man who learnt and applied this principle. John 3, verse 30, speaking about his relationship with Jesus as the Messiah for whom he had come to prepare the way. He says, he must become greater, I must become less. That's progress. It's always becoming less, that Jesus may become greater. I was impressed by a sentence that I read once from Moody, the evangelist, Dwight L. Moody. He said, as a young man in the service of the Lord, I used to imagine that God had his gifts stored on shelves, and that the best gifts were on the top shelves, and I would have to reach up for them. But he said, later on I came to realize that the best gifts are on the lowest shelves, and I had to stoop down for them. That's a very beautiful way of expressing it. Finally, in my message, I want to take this principle of humbling ourselves one step further, and I want to show you that we have to apply the principle not only in our relationship to God, but also in our relationship to other people. See, for a long while, in various sections of the church, we had all the right words toward God, but we failed to see that it didn't work with God if it didn't work with people. That the test of what we are in our relationship to God is how we relate to other people. And this applies to humility as much as any other aspect of Christian life. Just give you two scriptures about that from the New Testament. We go back to Philippians 2 for a moment and just read the third verse, which leads on to the passage we looked at together. Philippians 2 verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. That's how we relate to other people. And in Ephesians 5, verse 21, a short verse, submit to one another out of reverence for Christ, or fear. Either word is legitimate. So the proof of our reverence for Christ is what? That we submit to one another. If we will say we are submitted to God, we will not submit to other people. We're deceiving ourselves. Because the proof of our submission to God is our attitude and relationship to other people.
What a magnificent lesson from the words of Dwight L. Moody that Derek has given us. That the idea that the best gifts of God are not on the top shelf that we have to reach up for them, but rather they're on the lowest shelves so that we have to stoop for them. I'll tell you again, the key to being exalted in God is to humble ourselves under His mighty hands. And if we'll do that, He will do magnificent things with us. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Get ready to embark on a journey that can truly revolutionize your approach to life as Derek Prince navigates some long-held misconceptions about servanthood. In his classic video teaching, Being a Servant, Derek reveals that a servant's heart is not only the key to greatness, it is the key to experiencing true joy, real influence, and deep blessing. Even as the world asks, "What's in it for me?" this DVD's message explores the power behind the question, how may I serve God? It's a call to a revival of servanthood among the people of God and what it can mean to a hungry and hurting world. Discover real joy through the God-fueled power of servanthood. Order your copy of Derek's insightful DVD, Being a Servant, by calling us toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. This classic video teaching is just $9.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy of Being a Servant when you visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I'm so very glad you're with me here on this Wednesday as we're hearing a powerful treatment in the Word of God of the theme of humility. And I want to focus on a few words that John the Baptist spoke that really need to become one of the guiding principles of our lives. John the Baptist said of Jesus, "He must increase and I must decrease. Now, I know that it's easy for us to visualize John the Baptist feeling that or thinking that about Jesus. But I want to suggest that the sum of the Word of God is that we have that attitude towards each other. That our attitude is not that everyone else is our audience, our band of adulation, our group of fans, but instead that the people about us are people that we are meant to propel, to launch, to inspire, to use our gifts so that they become what they are meant to be. We must decrease, but they must increase. I've used this little phrase before with you, but I want to use it again here. You know, there's a summary of the Word of God that goes something like this. You have a destiny, but your destiny is fulfilled by investing in the destinies of others. I'm a little concerned that when people in the body of Christ today talk about destiny, they tend to talk about it as though it's the great plan for their lives, the great career plan and PR plan for their lives. But a destiny sometimes, in fact, often, always, I believe, a destiny is what you fulfill as you work in the secret and hidden ways in your faithfulness before God to invest your gifts in the lives of others. In other words, other people are called to great things. You have certain gifts. You invest in them. You use your gifts. You use your teaching gifts. You use your prophetic gifts. You use your gifts of inspiration, the things that you know, the things that you have. You help them increase. You elevate them. You lift them. You do it in a brief conversation. You do it as you stand before a group. You do it in your giving. You do it in every way you can. You do it in the institutions that you build. You do everything you can to elevate others into their destiny. And you know what? As you invest in their lives and as you give into their lives, you become what you are meant to be. And yet, the process of humility continues in your life. You continue to be shaped and fashioned into the character of Jesus. They must increase, but you must decrease. And if you have that mentality, if you have that orientation, then great things will happen in your lives. You know, Jesus said that there was not a greater man in the kingdom than John the Baptist. And why was that? Because his attitude was Jesus must increase and he must decrease. So let's start asking ourselves the tough questions. Can we possibly start to see ourselves as small in our own eyes? Can we begin to desire to decrease and elevate others? Can we begin to invest our gifts into the soil of the hearts of others and use the things that God has given us to elevate them? I love old movies, and I love the movies where some teacher or professor looks back on a whole career of teaching and working with students and looks at a long period of time where they have launched others to greatness, accomplished great things. A modern movie that was along that theme was Mr. Holland's Opus, but there are many, many old 1950s movies that are all about some teacher investing years and years and years, kind of a Goodbye Mr. Chips kind of theme. Years of investing into the lives of people, and then only at the end do they begin to see the greatness that their students have accomplished. Well, we may never see the fruits of our efforts in this life, but I'll tell you what, our humility and serving others and in launching them to their greatness will accomplish, will just not only allow the kingdom of God to be expanded, but will accomplish and fulfill the humility to which we are called and which God will long to exalt in our lives. Listen, you must log on to the website at derekprince.org. We're very eager for you to hear these teachings over and again, and very eager for you to learn how you can partner with Derek Prince Ministries to change the world through the things that God is calling us to do together. Please log on to the website at derekprince.org. Listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Thursday as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to request your copy of Derek's DVD, Being a Servant, available for just $9.95. Call 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Discover the key to joy, influence, and blessing. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your DVD copy of Being a Servant securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.